Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mostly sunny, with comfortable temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys a light breeze, making it a pleasant day for outdoor activities. In Eilut, expect warm conditions, ideal for a visit to the beach. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports from earlier this hour that Prime Minister Netanyahu faces a crucial meeting in Washington. The discussions could affect Israel's operational freedom in Lebanon, Gaza, and Iran. Also, JNS reports that earlier today, an IAF strike targeted a vehicle carrying four suspects near the Lebanon border. The IDF states it will not tolerate threats from Hezbollah. Also this hour, according to I-24 News, Germany has agreed to increase its annual funding for the Yad Vashem Holocaust Museum to 5 million euros. This new agreement follows a visit from Germany's Foreign Minister Johann Wadephul. Separately, the Australian Jewish News highlights a shift in Australia's Labour Party. A draft reportedly omits explicit conditions for Hamas disarmament and Palestinian Authority reform. And finally, the foreword covers a statement from Israel's diaspora minister Amichai Chikli. He has controversially compared Turkish President Erdogan to Hitler and a slain Hamas leader. Reaction has been swift on social media. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, posted just minutes ago criticizing Justice Minister Yariv Levin. She discusses his harsh comments on Israel's Supreme Court justices and calls for reflection. Ali Hashem, a Middle East correspondent, noted just now that Ayatollah Khamenei's funeral in Iran is drawing massive crowds. The ceremonies are moving through multiple cities, including Qom, Najaf, and Karbala. Leslie Kajomovitz, a media analyst, posted recently that another Hamas commander, Saeed Abu Hassanin, was confirmed as a journalist. This raises questions about the affiliations of journalists in the region. Starting with the critical meeting in Washington, Israel Hayom reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu's discussions with the U.S. President's Center on Israel's military operations in Lebanon, Gaza, and Iran. The outcomes could impact Israel's security strategy and its relationship with the U.S. The stakes are high as both nations navigate complex geopolitical dynamics. Turning to the IAF strike near the Lebanon border, as JNS detailed earlier today, the IDF targeted a vehicle with four suspects. This action underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to deter Hezbollah's activities. The situation remains tense, affecting border security and regional stability. Meanwhile, Germany's commitment to Yad Vashem funding is a significant development. As I-24 News mentioned, the increase to 5 million euros annually will boost Holocaust research and education. This move strengthens Israeli-German relations and highlights their shared commitment to preserving history. On the diplomatic front, the Australian Jewish News reports a potential policy shift in Australia. The Labour Party's draft no longer includes clear conditions for Hamas disarmament and Palestinian Authority reform. This could affect Australia's stance on Middle East peace efforts and its relations with Israel. Finally, the forward brings us comments from Israel's diaspora minister, Chikli. His comparison of Erdogan to Hitler and a Hamas leader has sparked controversy. This rhetoric may strain Israel-Turkey relations further, impacting diplomatic engagements. Turning to business and markets, CTEC reports that the number of high-tech job seekers has surged since the launch of ChatGPT. Software professionals now make up a significant portion of the unemployed in this sector. Separately, Globes reveals that Syra is in advanced talks to acquire Oasis Security for $1 billion. This major cybersecurity deal will involve a combination of cash and shares. And finally, from Ynet Business, the upcoming World Cup in North America presents new challenges. the travel boom is creating opportunities for fraudsters, posing risks to travel and ticketing industries. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.